Rebel Force Radio,
your source for the Force.
He made a fair move. Screaming about it can't help you.
He can't beat us every time.
Yeah, apparently he does.
How does he do?
This guy right here, because he cheats.
I suggest a new strategy, R2. Let the Wookiee win.
Hey, Star Wars fans, Jimmy Mack here with you, and welcome back to the latest edition of RFR RPG. RFR RPG has returned, and we're going to sit down and play some Star Wars RPG with Tyler Page.
Hey!
And Game Master Matt Rashid.
Welcome back to the table, boys.
Yeah.
So Everybody have a good Halloween?
Oh, it was fine. It was like non-existent for me. It really was. I did nothing. I stayed in a recording studio all day and didn't even experience anything. When I drove home, there were tons of kids and people out on the streets and stuff. And then I came in, and I occasionally would hear the dog barking as somebody rang the doorbell. That was the extent of my Halloween. I was not a participant this year. I did eat a lot of the damn candy, though.
Good. So that's all that matters.
I participated in my own way, but
good.
Yeah, no scary movies. No, nothing.
No scary movies.
I didn't dress up. Billy Mack.
What about you, Tyler?
Billy
Mack cheer us up.
Billy Mack dressed up as Mr. Rogers. He was showing me some photos
yesterday.
That.
It was a wonderful day in the neighborhood.
He'd be a good one. I dressed my dog up as a banana.
Hey.
Yeah.
Your dog is about the size of a banana. He's so tiny.
She's a dachshund. Her name is Annie, so I call her Annie Banani. So it just made sense.
And then, of course, Matt had his dog. It was the cutest thing, dressed up as Chewbacca.
Yeah.
I don't have the photos handy. If I knew you were going to open with Halloween, I would have had photos ready, but...
I'm surprised you were not ready.
Yeah, I didn't.
It was all that time in the studio that you spent.
I'm telling you, Halloween.
No good for you. Halloween there she is.
Non-existent. Oh, Tyler.
There she is.
Hold on. I just removed Tyler from the whole thing when I meant to give him the full screen there. And you'll notice the little puppy has the bandolier on. And she kept it on for longer than just the photo.
Yeah. I whipped that together last minute. And I was like, is she going to be a Ewok or a Wookiee? I could do a Wookiee.
Well, that's very cute. Hearts melting everywhere in the RFR RPG audience. And speaking of RFR RPG,
would you like to play?
Boy, I'm going to need that crawl this week.
Let's play.
This month, I should say, because I'm drawing a total blank on where we left off last time.
We're gonna get
all right.
Yeah, I really am. So
let's start playing now.
Okay.
Long time ago in the galaxy far, far away.
Star Wars.
Session 6, Beyond the Rim. The rebel Podcastus and his mercenary friend Grando the Grand have successfully navigated to the elusive planet Cholgana. There they hope to find the survivors of the legendary vessel, the Sanalor. But out of the mists of the Chalkula, a mysterious and seemingly lifeless star destroyer appeared and drew them into the darkened vessel. Now the heroes find themselves surrounded by the living dead with no hope of escape.
I remember now. Zombie Troopers.
Mm-hmm.
And if I remember correctly, we were taken captive aboard an Imperial Star Destroyer. And we encountered zombie troopers. And we were on a lower level, maybe somewhere around a turbo lift. And the zombies were advancing on us. And it was very much an episode of The Walking Dead.
Didn't we get to a certain area with a mini boss kind of figure?
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there a boss?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys that were following RFR2's signal.
Yes.
That he was homing in on.
Mm-hmm.
And you weren't quite sure where it was leading you, but it led you to this room with that was inhabited by a creepy woman from your worst dreams.
Ooh.
And with a humanoid that was kind of hooked into a chamber of sorts that she was standing next to. And three to your right, I believe it was, were three more kind of undeadish creatures coming at you, not in stormtrooper armor.
Oh,
but coming at you.
Okay. All right, Grando.
Yeah.
There are. There's more. Hold on, Grando. Hold on.
Rolling for destiny points.
Oh yeah. Okay. Son of a gun.
Right.
Destiny
points.
Let's
roll. Remember, you remember how to do that, right, Jimmy? You remember what destiny points are, right, Jimmy?
No.
I was really pulling for you.
Hold on. Do I take one of these?
No.
Oh, shoot. Okay, so let's just forget I did that. I know I take one of these and I roll it. But I don't know which one.
So, yes, you take one of the, you definitely roll a die.
Okay. Which one?
The white one.
The white one.
All yeah. Right.
I mean, that's a very technical thing, you know. I'll try to remember for next month.
I liked it during one dark side. I liked during the crawl, Jimmy's face of confusion until a certain point when it all clicked in. I could see him go,
yes. The zombie troopers. Yes.
All right. Roll them, Tyler.
Oh, I did.
Real grand, though. Oh, what did you get? One light side?
No, two dark.
Oh.
So we got three.
Oh, two dark. There you are. Oh, okay.
Wow. Bummer,
ooh,
man.
Ooh, this is
not
this
good.
Is totally.
Yeah, we're off to a bad start.
This is on brand. am I off to a good start?
You're it 3PO.
Yeah.
And you're adding light side.
No matter what I do, it marks me as character. So what I was just doing was switching. See if I do it. Yeah. See, it still has me as IT. I don't know why it doesn't have me as game master.
Oh, you don't know why, huh? You don't know why. I guess you don't know everything about this game either.
No. Touche.
Okay.
So I was switching those light sides to dark sides.
All right. Don't bust on me for not remembering destiny points.
Oh, I'm going to bust on you. I'm going to bust on you.
This is a little too much busting going on here.
Yeah. All right, Tyler. Tyler's right. He's telling us to reel it in. We better reel it in.
Okay. Fair enough, Tyler. Always the voice of reason, Tyler.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. So you are, the horrid demonic female humanoid looked at you and said, "Welcome, more meat."
Oh, jeez. Well, it seems like she's hungry, Grando. I don't know if she has a taste for human or gran, and I'm not looking to find out. So
now excuse me. The other thing I wanted to, I was thinking, and what I wanted to emphasize, if I haven't recently, that the game is almost procedurally generated by you guys. So I'm going to like kind of give you a, like I put you in this room. You have players, these adversaries that are in the room. You have the situation, but I also want you invite you both to feel free to kind of suggest or create circumstances that see fit, as long as you can justify them, and we may have to roll for them to see if they happen. But I want you to kind of create a scenario for yourselves and like create the story with
me. Okay. Okay.
That sounds like a lot of work. is kind of like when I'm on the job and somebody gives me a really complicated project and they say, just have fun with it. It's like, just have fun. Why don't I have fun sticking my foot up your butt crack?
Okay. Well, first of all, I'm under no illusions that you're going to have fun with it.
Okay.
But what I do want you to do is not feel like you have to guess what I'm thinking is my point.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that you have to like figure out what the game master has in mind. If you're like, look, I want to try to do this situation with this. Can we make it happen? That can come from you. Something I haven't thought of.
Okay. Well, maybe this.
I lost Jimmy. I made it work.
Well, no, it's just it's a lot of responsibility.
Maybe this horrid lady does have a taste for grand.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit. Maybe we can work something out here.
Yeah. Right. He's thinking a little bit on the red light district side of things, but you know it'll work.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not cheap here.
So you see these three are, we're not going to roll for initiative just yet, but you see these three kind of creatures are kind of shambling towards you. Command. You have her, she's there. Yeah. And then you have that body, that kind of encased body next to her. And there's tubes kind of, it almost kind of, if you think of like, sorry for the reference, but the, like when the Borg have assimilated something. And like, so it's obviously you can see the remnants of an imperial control center, but there's tubes and there's all sorts of weird stuff. And
wow.
Liquids are going and you don't know what's going on yet. No, there's a lot happening.
It doesn't sound good. Grando, it doesn't look good.
No.
And they're coming at us. So the first thing I want to do is see these weirdos. The three of them off to our side here. We got to take care of them because once they reach us, they're going to start chewing on our brains. And we can't allow that to happen.
Remember those other guys were, they're going to do the same thing, but they just kept getting up. So.
Well, whoever's the closest, let's just start blasting them.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Okay.
I might do something else. I might attack someone else.
Oh, you have a plan? Well, let's discuss. Otherwise, I'm just going to start shooting indiscriminately at the undead that are approaching us. And they have a flavor
plan. I think someone needs to.
Okay, a plan.
Yeah. I think if you attack them, that's solid. But
go get her, Ray.
What are you suggesting, Grando, that we do
here? Shoot those tubes, man.
You want to shoot the tubes?
I want to shoot the tubes.
Okay, you shoot the tubes. I'll shoot the zombies, and I'll provide cover for you as you dismantle the freak show scene they have over here with who's hooked up to that machine? Is that a guy or a girl? I can't even tell from here.
Can't tell.
It's what?
Can't tell.
You can't tell.
I can't tell. You can't tell.
I can't tell. I'm all the way over here, and I'm concerned with these three zombies that are approaching us. So... you got to shoot the tubes.
Yeah, I think that's an option.
You shoot the tubes, right. I'll shoot the zombies. Can we do that?
Let's roll for initiative.
Does it work that way?
I think so. Okay. You ever think about in Rise of Skywalker if they could have just took down that crane Palpatine was on?
Okay.
I mean, that would have made a lot of sense.
But. Wait, in Rise of Skywalker...
Yeah, he's attached to that.
He's talking
crane.
About how Palpatine is hooked up to that.
How were they going to take it down? It was just Rey with the lightsaber.
Yeah, couldn't you just throw a lightsaber?
He had a blaster, right? And what's his name had a blaster?
I mean, this is like going into the ICU. You can just, like, it's probably not going
to be. He wants to start pulling plugs.
Yeah.
Well, that's probably a good idea. I think it's not as dramatic as a lightsaber duel or a shootout with blasters. But, yeah, let's just dismantle the operation. So, okay. How do we do that, Game Master Matt?
First, we're going to roll initiative.
Okay, how do we do that? Wait, is initiative one of these?
Initiative is going to be roll. Here, I'll roll it for RFR2. It's going to be you're going to roll your cool.
My cool.
All right. Cool. Two yellows and a green.
Damn. Sorry.
All right.
Okay. Dang. Oh, you did good, Grando, with one success, three advantages. I am rolling three successes, three advantages. Ooh, but weirdo who wants to, you know, eat our brains, she has two successes. And then some unknown character has one success, one advantage. Game Master Matt. We
yes,
need
sir.
You.
Yes, sir.
Are we allowed to talk to you? I mean, with these new rules yes. you put into play?
No, there's no new rules. It's more and also.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no, it's not. I'm not changing the rules on you. I'm just saying I wanted to encourage you to play.
Okay. Well, I should have drank more then.
If I knew we were going to play a game.
If I knew. Chewy.
Brought my dice.
We have successes. We have advantages. Yeah. Right. And the creepy zombie lady has two successes as well.
Yes. So now you've got you two and you've got RFR2 is there with you. Don't forget. So
okay.
You can. I'm not going to. I will roll for him. But you guys are going to tell me what you want RFR2 to do and when he goes.
Okay.
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 Yeah.
All right. I feel like we've moved into some intermediate level of RFR RPG. And
well, it's been 6 years. It's about time.
Well, I mean, you know. No, come on. All right. So he's there. We're here. We just rolled. Yep. And there were
so who PC so heroes first. So who's gonna go? And what you gonna do?
First. You can go, Pod.
Okay. Well, I'm just gonna start blasting indiscriminately at the zombies. So
okay, first thing I want you to do is give me a fear check.
Fear is ally. Wait, where is fear check?
So you're gonna pull down your I think at this point. You're mentally prepared for the weirdness that you have encountered. So you're going to do a cool.
Okay, and, a cool. Is this cool?
And this is going to be three purples. I mean, this is pretty freaky.
Okay, three purples.
All right.
For
so
the freak
purples.
For the freaky factor.
Yeah, for the freak factor.
All right. And here we go. Bada bing. Three successes,
ooh,
four threats.
Nice. All right.
What does that mean?
I want to say.
I think you shot him.
Oh, I blasted him.
I think so. Oh, wait, no, this is the fear check. Sorry.
Oh. Oh, I'm checking just to like make sure I'm good to go.
I think so. Yeah.
Like this is sort of like
level headed.
Mm-hmm. I have to have my mental health checked before we. Start.
All right. So I'm going to say that with the three successes, you have you've kind of kept your SHIT together for this round. But with four threats, you're going to have to do this again. So anyway, your next round. So you're good for now.
I feel good for now.
So what would you like to do? Remember, you have a maneuver. You have an action. If you want to do two maneuvers instead of an action, you can. Those zombie bad boys, those three zombie bad boys are about short range from.
Well, I'm going to start blasting.
Blasting who?
Zombie
God
number
damn,
one.
Damn, that was a big jug there, Tyler.
Big old drink of water.
All right, listen. I'm going to start blasting the zombie that's closest to us.
All right.
That's how I do it.
All right. So click on your little blaster icon on the right there.
Pew. Okay, done. Now I have to build a pool. Or wait, I have to go short? Short. Correct?
You're going to go short? Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Let me switch to your screen and see what you're doing. Yep. Hit short. Blaster pistol.
Blaster pistol. Bam. Mm-hmm.
And you pick the zombie dude? Click on the one below the concept art.
This guy?
Yeah.
He's the question mark guy?
Yeah.
Okay.
They should both be question mark.
Because he's undead. So
you don't know their names.
Right. And
I'm not going to give that away.
When you see them, it's like the question mark appears over your head like it does right. In comic books. Okay. Build pool.
Build pool.
Okay. And roll dice.
Oh my gosh.
What?
You're really good at this.
It's almost like somebody leveled up your character for you.
What? Okay.
Nothing.
You guys are speaking a whole nother language. I'm going to roll them. I don't care anymore.
This is going to be crazy.
One success, three advantages.
Whoa!
One triumph.
Okay. So with the triumph,
yes.
I'm going to say you knocked that. One of them is down.
Nice. Nice. Is it a situation like when Merak got, maybe it is, when Merak in Ahsoka got stabbed and all the green smoke popped out of him?
Sure. Yes. See, that's what I'm talking about. That was what, remember that thing you were just afraid that I brought up earlier?
Yeah, but I'm supposed to phrase it as if it's happening right in front of us.
No,
and I just kind of was like, "Yeah,
it's not,
you know,
this is not Jeopardy. Like, you need to like in the form of a question. This
okay,
is just yeah, just that. So it's like yeah, it's like in merit. Right. Like when it's like
I
we've
feel,
always
I,
been.
I feel like
I'm so
under-
proud of you. I'm so happy right
well,
now.
I don't need
you look.
I don't.
You look
need
so
it.
Miserable, but I'm so proud of you.
Hey, just get an update on last month's show. Has your mom made any advancements in the artwork that she was
she has
hard at
been
work?
Trying to put a George Lucas head of hair on Brand, on Pod.
Yes.
And
I just want Pod to have nice hair. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So she wanted to like go like the other extreme and give you like, you know, a 2 foot tall.
No, like George a Lucas. George Lucas.
Yeah, pompadour.
Type. Yeah, I think yeah. That would really work for
that's
Pod.
What she was going for. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right.
No, yeah, no, it's still in progress. We're still working on it. It'll come back.
All right. Thanks for the update. Do you want to show us the picture as we saw it last month? Do you have that handy? I want an update on this because your mom is actually a very talented artist.
Oh, well, she will appreciate that. No, I don't think I have it on.
Okay. All right. Let's move on. Yeah. Back to the RPG.
Jimmy's afraid I would have killed 10 minutes being like, I got it here somewhere. Just trying to find it.
No, we have to keep the action moving here because there are
that's
zombies.
The right
there are people in tubes with tubes coming out of the tubes.
Yes,
and
the right attitude.
And there's a weird, like, zombie witch woman who wants to serve us up for dinner. So
that's
I'm at
right.
The edge of my seat right now.
Good, because we're at the edge of the empire. Brando, are you going next, or is RFR2 going next?
I will go next.
Jimmy.
Grando.
Man, okay.
Grando, I'm shooting the zombies. So you can now dismantle the freaky zombie contraption. They have someone. Someone's in there. I wonder if we know that person.
You also got three advantages. What are we going
to do with these? Well, I think maybe the pizzas will get here sooner. as a result, because there is a good pizzeria here on board this Star Destroyer.
And its name is RFR2.
Well, no, I mean, RFR2 is good for keeping the pizzas warm. Yes, we know this. But we don't have the ingredients to make our own, so we're going to have to go to the pizzeria that's here on board the Star Destroyer. Grando, do I really have to explain all this to you?
I'm just saying, he's pulled pizzas out of nowhere before. I didn't know his supplies were down. But, you know, we can maybe next time we're on the ship, put some yeast.
It's just this place is really well known.
Okay.
Yeah. So here's what I'm going to say with those three advantages that you got. You can either, I'm going to give you a choice. You can either do three more wounds to the second enemy, minus two because of their soak, or you've hobbled one of them. You blasted them in the leg so that they're going to take longer to get to you. Which one do you want?
Oh, are you asking me?
I'm asking you, since you did all that blasted, that fancy blasting.
You're blasted.
What is the worst case scenario for the zombies?
Well, you'd have to find out. I'm not gonna. Like, what's the worst case scenario if they get you?
No, if because as a result of me blasting the crap out of them.
Well, one you just took down.
Yeah,
just dropped.
He's gone. Okay. He's dead.
Gone.
He's dead again.
He's dead again.
He's
re-dead. So the other one, so you have with three advantages, that was with the triumph. So with one success and three advantages, I'm going to give you the option of that being four successes towards the second one.
Okay.
Or you can hobble one of them.
Well, four successes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Minus two, so that's two successes.
Okay, if you say so. I don't quite understand the mechanics of all of this. I just want a blood. I just want a bloodbath, an imaginary bloodbath with zombies, bodies strewn everywhere, and Grando messing up their stuff while I'm doing it. That to me is like a really satisfying afternoon on board a Star Destroyer.
That's what we're here for.
All right, fair enough. Okay, so you're done. Back to you, Grando the Grand.
Okay. Yeah, I want to shoot those tubes. Give me them tubes.
He wants to shoot the tubes. It's like he's a bobsledder. I'm going to shoot the tubes.
All right.
So how do I do that? Blaster rifle short and
you
nothing?
Have, what are you armed with? You're armed with your...
Other than your good looks.
Yeah, I'm assuming you're not going to want to climb and use your combat knife.
Nah.
All right. So, yeah.
That's when Grando becomes Rambo.
In between my teeth.
And what do you give me? Tell me a little bit more about, like, is there a particular, in your mind's eye, is there a
splinter?
In the splinter of your mind's eye, is there a something particular? Part of the tube? Is there something about the tube that you want to target? What are you thinking? Like, how are you imagining this?
You know, I think they're bubbling and stuff and fluorescent. And I just kind of see the one that is closest to me. And I wonder if it's acidic, obviously. You know, what's going to happen when I shoot this thing?
Ooh.
Right. So how close to you is it?
I want to stand like behind the control panel or something, you know, like a decent distance. Like it might still get me a little bit, but I'm close enough to shoot it.
All right. So let's say you have one maneuver to get behind the control panel. I'm assuming it's one that's like in the opposite direction of the creatures that are coming towards you.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's a maneuver to get there. And then, you're going to take a blast, so do your pick your blaster rifle, short range.
Mm-hmm.
And one purple. Oh, actually, I'm sorry. We got to do your fear check.
Oh, crap.
Sorry.
Fear.
Cool.
Fear.
You're cool. And what did we say?
I think you did like four. What was it?
This
was, I think we did three, right? Didn't we do three?
I don't remember.
Looking. Hey, you're cool. Yeah, three. I'm looking at it.
All right. Here we go.
We can do four if you'd like.
Nope. It's done.
Ooh.
Zero successes, two threats.
All right.
Grando.
I'm not cool enough.
All right. So you're...
You're, every time Matt clears his throat or coughs right into the microphone, drink.
I know. I'm sorry. I gotta get. I should pause and get my my cough drops. I just got over another cold. Could you believe it?
Oh man.
But I'll be more mindful of the mic. Sorry, listeners. So you didn't have any. You didn't have any failures. So you're not totally freaked out. But with two threats, you're going to suffer two strain. This is just like, ah.
Man, what a weak link.
Boy, you could really see the strain in his three eyes.
Yeah. Okay. So now you can go ahead. Now you're behind. You're going to duck behind the console.
Yes, sir. Blast a rifle short, right?
Yeah. Let's redo.
All right, I'm gonna take aim. I'm gonna blast that sucker.
Yes,
right, Matt.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what you're...
One success, right. One advantage.
All right.
Good job, Grando. So
describe what you do there, Tyler.
Yeah.
I whip out my pistol from its holster.
Nice.
Take a shot. Just say, I'm the next John Wayne.
Yeah. Oh, right on. Shout out to old school Earth Westerns. There, that's
nice.
Yeah. I didn't know Grando was such a fan of the old John Wayne. You ever see The Searchers, Grando? That's a good one. True Grit. True Grit. That's
You've seen
good
True Grit. That's a good I have one. Not seen The Searchers. That's not to my one. Knowledge. I watched a lot.
We got to get us some 10-gallon cowboy hats, you and me, and some boots. Some boots. I know a good Western wear shop on Coruscant we can go to. They know me there. We'll get a discount.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, what's cool is, like, if you wanted to be, like, what's the name of John Wayne in True Grit? His name's, like, Rooster. If you wanted to wear the patch over your eye.
All right, you guys talk about this. I'm going to get my cough drops.
You'd still have two eyes that would be able to see. Oh, we lost Game Master Matt. When he says he's going to get his cough drops, I hope he doesn't mean it's at the CVS pharmacy in town. And it's like actually in his bathroom.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I mean, I feel bad. He's gone through two colds. Still has the power and energy to put up with our traffic.
I know.
So
poor guy. I hope he'll probably walk away from this thing feeling like terrible now.
Hey, why am I wasting my time?
With Pod and Grando and the mayhem that's constantly surrounding those two guys. But I do think that when they're done with these zombies that they should be ordering some pizzas.
Oh, absolutely.
Maybe several, you know, just to celebrate. Because let's face it, Grando, we're going to wipe out these zombies. No problem. These guys are just zombies. Give me a break. We've seen worse. We dealt with that one guy who called us go mice all the time. That guy.
Oh, yeah, go mice. Little go mice.
That guy was, he was very difficult to deal with.
Yeah, we don't have the zombies haven't given us a nickname yet. So they're already
there
better.
There we go. There we go. This way the listeners are not disturbed and James is not busting balls on me again.
Oh.
James.
I feel like I'm in trouble or something.
Get an apology, you're James.
The last person who called me James was that judge when I was in court for... It'll be in the book.
I supposed to... okay, so where were we?
We were dealing with you. Zombies. No, we had a situation where Grando had one success, one advantage.
So you have your cool John Wayne quote. You blast it, and I'm going to say that with the advantage, none of it gets on you.
Nice.
Oh, good.
It goes splattering around the console.
Good.
And then you see the concept art lady. Go,
the zombie witch.
Yeah.
She's shrieking. Mm. She, yeah. Is what's happening to her body? Is it like,
nothing. Hey, wait, just, what are you thinking? Just, like,
is
you
it, wanna, what's like, happening to her body? Is it undulating?
Body.
Like, is Wicked it, Witch of the West or something? I don't know. Like,
no, she just looks. She just, and she like points at them and then points at you and goes, seize them.
I'm feeling good about this. I think we should keep shooting these.
But you do things. See, you do see. Actually, give me a perception check. Both okay. of yous. Both of yous. Perception check. Blah, 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 blah. One purple, one black.
Okay. All right. If that's how it's going to be.
Okay.
Ooh.
Well, I lost my game table. Hold on.
Uh-oh. Well, I rolled one success, five advantage.
Ooh, one success, right. Five advantages for Grando the
Grand. Okay.
Now, what are you going right. to do with all those, Matt?
Okay. That sounded very... I find your tone aggressive.
I just don't know, as a game master, how you're going to figure out five advantages.
So with the success, definitely, Grando, you notice that the let's call him the patient, the person that's in the humanoid that's in the thing starts kind of undulating. He's kind of like,
ooh,
he's kind of shaking.
Okay.
And I'm going to say with the five advantages. All right. Jesus. Five.
What's wrong?
That's a lot of advantages. Yeah. All right. Two of them I'm going to say are going to give you two blue for your next fear check.
Awesome.
Okay. Make that a note in the chat. And then what do you think is good for the other three?
I'd like to see if there's any like blinking lights or any like weak point indicators in any of the systems around here.
Nice. That's using okay. your head there.
Yeah. Good. Green. See, that's what I'm talking about, Jimmy. James.
What you talking about, Willis? This is the concept of the Sith witch we've been talking about. This is what I'm showing on screen. And she's the one who's yelling at us, saying she's going to make a meal out of us and all of that.
Looks like the girl from the ring. Was it?
From what? The ring?
The ring.
Yeah, a little bit, right.
Yeah.
That's right.
What was it that George had said? Oh, something less terrible.
Yeah, it's too scary.
Yeah.
It's probably right.
Sell it to the
I
ring.
Think he was like, I think the quote was, Jesus Christ.
That made me poop my pants.
What the hell's wrong with you?
That's horrifying. All right. Enough.
I like that. We're going to say that... you realize that the tubes are all, they all lead into this person.
Yes.
This form.
Okay.
And that with that advantage, with that, the extra kind of perception, you realize that you're not sure what, obviously, but you could tell that there was some kind of disruption to the kind of flow of the room of all of this stuff that's been kind of,
yeah, she didn't like
forcing.
It.
Yeah, and like less about that
drink.
Something happened. Less about that there was something happening to her, but the things that have been set up around you were affected by this.
Okay.
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 Right. So actually,
hey, don't I get my-
screwed up?
Hey, gang.
We skipped an NPC. What? What, Jimmy?
I never rolled on this whole perception.
No, because nobody cares. Because Grando had no one's gonna do a better roll than Grando.
Fine, fine. I'm gonna take my RPG, and I'm going home.
Funny. Oh my god!
Your South Park references in a matter of minutes.
You're not getting off that easy. I'm back.
It was very Brady Bunch.
Bum, ba-dum, ba-dum, bum. Now it's right. My show.
So I messed up because it's I skipped over the NPC. So the NPC is going to go next.
Oh, the NPC gets a turn, but the main character of this whole shebang podcast is on the sidelines.
No, you went first. What are you complaining about?
I never rolled the perception.
He did never roll it.
He didn't need to because it was actually his turn, and he had a fantastic roll.
Okay, well, you said both of us should roll a perception.
I did. Would you like to roll, James?
Maybe you should roll the perception. No, I don't want to anymore.
You roll the perception, Matt. Read the room. Your players are not happy.
I've taken my 16-sided dice, and I've gone home.
would you like to roll?
No. It's over. No? Let the NPC have their turn.
Moment of
they're more important. They perceive. Much more important to let the NPC.
They're going to take a move to get into engage, but only one of them is going to be able to do that because Podcastus,
the star of the story,
hobbled the other one. Now the only one to grasp, however, is Podcast.
Thank you.
Because Grando is hiding behind the console.
Yes.
You're in danger.
So, yes, I'm just out here by myself, but I have many advantages. And I'm still blasting indiscriminately into the crowd of zombies. So I figure I could take one down. I'm going to take the rest of them down.
Oh.
Uh-oh. What'd the NPC do?
It reaches, and it goes after, one of them goes after Podcasting.
That counts as two drinks.
Man. I mean, it does, if you can save all the grunts for when you're the lady, then it makes sense.
That was, I was making a sound effect. It was the undead creature going, because he's the cable guy.
Your mom is watching this. And she's listening, and you're misbehaving, flipping the bird to people.
Oh, my mom swears like a truck driver.
Coughing into the microphone.
That she'd have a problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know she raised you better.
So it reaches out for you, Podcastus, and it digs its teeth. It's not even fangs. It's just rough some of its gums. It's just a mess.
All right, I better do a grossed out roll. What's that? Grossed out. You know, he's dry heaving right now.
And it
can he keep it together?
It does. It just digs in and it gets you for 5 damage.
Ooh,
5 damage.
Yeah, doesn't even have teeth. It's got a vicious bite, and the vicious ignores 2 of your soak.
Oh.
All because I brought up the game master's mother. Lesson learned. Lesson learned.
That's what happens. Next time I'm going to flip a destiny point.
Damn. No, not that. Whatever you do, don't flip a destiny point. All right, so do I have to subtract then on my wounds level because
add
right, so 5,
but he's got a soak 5. Of 4, so
no, it's got vicious 2,
so it's a soak at 2, so he adds 3.
Ahsoka,
it did damage 7.
Ahsoka is not here.
Oh, brutal. Okay, yeah. I see what you're saying, Matt.
I do too.
He did the math.
I'm joking. So how many shall I add?
That's the first time it's ever been said about me, Tyler.
How many should I add to my wounds?
Add 5.
5. Ow, 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 ow. 5.
Yeah. And now, it's.
I'm hurting, gang.
You are hurting.
I'm hurting. I have, my wounds are 11 of 18. Eesh. Which means I only have 7 more wounds, and then I'm dead, and I don't want that. I got so much more to live for. I really do, and so many more pizzas to eat.
But you just got in the rebellion, kind of.
Yeah. We finally have a place. I was really enjoying the routine, and mm-hmm. and the pizzas and me and Grando seeing the galaxy.
Yeah, I wanted you to meet my parents and not just my father figure.
I'm dying to meet your father figure.
You met him, but my real father.
Figure.
Not just my
father. Oh, yeah, yeah. I figure I'll meet your father, but I hope I don't die because I have 11 of 18 wounds.
Is Faja.
I need a salve or a tussin. Does anybody have any tussin?
You need an analgesic cream.
I don't have hemorrhoids. Or maybe I do. Maybe I do. Podcastus has a problem with his ass. Hello. All right. Anybody? Are we just going to...
Uh-oh.
That's like six drinks.
Yeah.
No, it was away from the mic. Come on.
That's, well, it was still...
I left the mic.
Let's get
I left the mic. It doesn't count.
Let's get you back up and running.
We need to get you doesn't, a cough button.
I know. No, that one I did on purpose away from the mic just to mess with you.
Yeah, but it was dramatic. Mm-hmm. So that right. amplifies the amount of consumption. I hope our listening audience is playing along.
They better appreciate mm-hmm. this, yeah.
I hope especially they're not driving Peter.
Away. Yeah, Peter's yeah, yeah. Peter, yeah.
Peter's ready. He's like, I got the beers right here.
Oh, yeah, Peter.
He's like, keep coughing, Matt.
Peter came into this podcast hot. You know, he was ready to go.
All right, so now it is the concept art. The Night Sister concept art.
Oh.
Is going to go.
Yeah, I'm scared of this one.
Let's see. She's going to move forward. She's too far, so you see her. Oh, it looks like she's not even like walking. She's just kind of
floating.
And she pulls out this whip kind of thing, which she hacks at Podcastus.
Oh, gosh.
Me again.
Because Grando is hiding behind the console.
Hey, Grando, step up, will you?
This console is saving me, man.
And hits you for three.
Oh, podcast. My God. Okay.
It wraps around your neck and it just grabs there. So meanwhile, you've got the zombie that's like, like a dog on a pant leg, but on you. You're the pant leg. And you've got that whip around your neck.
Okay.
But with she rolled a threat. So we're going to do something bad to her.
Heck yeah, we are.
Threat. She gets a...
She's in trouble now because she has that whip wrapped around my neck, but my hands are free, and I have a blaster, and I'm still holding it. And I'm
she's gonna be let's see. I'm gonna say, all right, she's angry and she's focused on you because this is not turning out kind of the way she thought when you walked in.
Right. She thought we were just pushover chumps.
Mm-hmm.
That she would she thought she was gonna slice us up like so much Oscar Mayer bologna. But no.
Yeah,
we're stepping up.
She's suffering a wound from that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. And then we move on to, we move on to the heroes, RFR2. Who's going to give RFR2 orders?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm in duress right now, and I'm yelling for anybody to do anything. So.
Yeah, I'll be like yelling, RFR2, get over to.
Yeah.
Give him a stim.
Give me a stim. And electrocute the zombie that's on my leg. But
except, RFR2 is not a medical droid.
Oh, shoot. He's got no stim.
Neither is BD. That dude carries stim.
If you gave him a stim, he could probably administer it, but you'd have to spend an action on your next combat turn to, you know, toss him the stim pack.
Okay. I see what you're laying down here.
Yeah.
this guy has the stim. BD
mm-hmm.
from
oh yeah,
Jedi Survivor. I'm making a lot of ground up with Jedi Survivor. I just want you guys to know.
It's good.
Getting there.
I might finish it before 2025.
Is that the first one or the second one?
No, it's the second one.
Ooh, yeah. That is impressive. Mm-hmm. No, mm-hmm.
You mean before 2025 begins or?
Yes. Okay, before it begins.
You get a sincere respect on that one. I thought this was the first one.
Well, I want to jump into this Outlaws game.
Same here.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's not bad, Outlaws.
Yeah,
and you're playing it.
A little bit. I got it for James, and he was playing it, so I kind of play it with him.
You play Jedi Survivor?
I started to, the first one, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, no, that's the second one, Survivor. First one is Fallen Order.
Yeah, I started playing the first one, and I got bored.
Bored?
See, the first one did not bore me, but the second one did kind of lose me for a minute, just because I'm on that one planet for so long.
The planet Kobo.
Yeah.
You're there forever.
Yeah.
And you're, it seems like the real. Yeah, you run into these same people over and over again. Yeah. And it's like,
well, you're
interact.
Really selling it on me.
It's like, interact with this NPC. And you go and you hit the interact button, and they just like, got nothing for you.
Yeah, or there's stuff you can't do. Yeah. Like, you just, yeah, I don't know. The way the game is designed is fine, I guess. They could make some improvements, but
I think it's genius, the whole thing.
It's still a great game.
I think it's genius, everything about it. So,
but I think you guys are, anyway. What's RFR2? What's RFR2 doing? Who's giving RFR orders?
Grando is, because I'm yelling at Grando, do something.
Yeah, I'm just going to tell RFR2 to get over there.
Jammed.
Do something, my gun's jammed.
Yeah, I'll
anywhere. Oh, wee.
RFR2, shock her arm that's holding the whip.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm encouraging. Okay. I'm just encouraging. I'm not doing anything.
Right. Okay.
Applying encouragement. Whoa.
So he starts moving.
Wow. Go R2, R4. What's his name?
On his back.
RFR2.
RFR2.
Yes, RFR2. Yeah. Okay,
RFR2
so
gonna,
do I get
essentially be doing like a brawl. Let's see. There we go. I'm going to flip a destiny point.
Yes. What
actually,
happened?
No, that's for them. No, that doesn't work for them. All right.
Okay.
Ba-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum-bum.
Use one side. Two failures, one advantage.
Okay.
Yeesh.
So, rolls over, sticks the, tries to stick out the electric cattle prod on that night sister. And she kind of kicks it, you know. She kicks him.
Wow.
And he goes like bumping back. But with that advantage, she is distracted.
Yes.
She's going to suffer a setback die on her the next time she's doing something.
Okay.
All right. That sounds pretty involved.
Worth it.
Yeah. So is it my turn yet?
Yes, it's all about you. Go ahead.
All right. I have this zombie witch holding on to my leg. So I'm going to stick
your neck.
So I'm going to take my blaster out of its holster, and I'm going to stick it right up to her head, right up to her
face. It's a long kind of, it goes maybe, imagine it going like 10 feet, 10, 20 feet.
Oh, the whip.
Like it's a weird, freaky thing. But first thing you got to do.
She's whipped.
Is you got to do another fear check.
I'm not afraid of anything.
So give me a cool.
Hey, be cool, man.
And I'm going to say, you know, with each round that you have to do your fear check, it gets less. You get more accustomed to it. So it's only going to be two purple.
Okay. I like this.
Purple, 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 nurple. Here we go. Two successes. Three advantages.
All right.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Two advantages. Two advantages.
Yeah. So, okay. So not only are you not afraid.
I'm cool as a cucumber, pal. Pod freaking Castus. And I'm the coolest in the galaxy.
One cool cat.
And I have 14 of 18 wounds, but I'm still cool as a cucumber.
You're gonna have two blue on you're gonna have two boost die on your next fear check.
Okay.
Okay.
When does that happen? Let's do it now. Let's do it now. Can we do it now?
Get it out of the way.
Should we do it now? Or does Grando the Grand have to do something?
Next round.
Okay.
Next round.
See, what I don't understand is when we start new rounds, is it always pod first?
Nope. Doesn't have to be.
Okay.
But you were raring to go. So it was just the PC slot first, the play hero slot first.
Okay.
The top of the round. So you went. But it could have been Grando.
Can you say now from now on, like, new round or something, just so.
I thought I said top of the round.
Oh, you may have.
We'll make it a little more clear.
You may have said.
We'll be a little bit more explicit.
But when we roll that initiative at the beginning of interaction, that's what determines who goes first.
See, that's like a lot of mechanical stuff that happens, and I don't see it happening. So
you're just along for the ride?
Well, I'm not. I'm definitely not driving this car.
No, this is a guy whose eyes glaze over when it comes to sorting through loot. So he likes
loot. Yeah. See, I like the story part of it. That's what I'm here for.
I'm here for the loot.
For the story. He's here for the loot.
Tyler's here for the loot.
Like a spoken like a true mercenary.
He's a grand. He's a grand to the core there with the loot.
So this is the top of the round player. So it doesn't, just so you know, it doesn't always have to be in this order. But the order is, for this particular round, players, NPCs, players, NPCs, players.
Okay.
Okay, so now.
So now what happens? So
you still have your room. You haven't gone yet, so you just did your fear check.
All right, fear checked.
Yeah, so what do you want to do? What's your actual combat move?
I'm going to shoot the woman with the whip.
Okay. So pull up your little blaster.
I'm going to blast her with my blaster.
Blast her with your blaster.
Okay. So I'm aiming at her.
You can also, by the way, give yourself a stim shot if you need.
Oh, I didn't hit short or should I? Hold on now. Shall I hit short?
She's at short range.
Short range, blaster, pistol, build pool.
Did you pick her? Pick her. Yeah.
So wait, I did that last though. Is that okay? Does it still register? Yes.
I think it's okay. Roll it.
All right, here we go. Oh, don't I have to like do one of these things? Like,
No, I don't think so.
Oh, because I hit the blast.
No, it's already, okay. Yep, it's already in there. You're all set.
All right, I got it. Here we go. Bada bing. And we have one success, three advantages.
Nice.
Wow. All right. Nicely done.
That's right. And I'm saying, like, if Grando, you're going to be John Wayne, I'm Clint Flippin' Eastwood.
All right. So you blast her. You light up into her. Describe it.
So I shot her right in the face, and her hair, it looked like it all came alive, like a bunch of snakes. Like she looked like Medusa for a second, like her hair was flying all around. Like it was out of control. Like her hair was alive and it was all these like little snakes on the top of her head. And she started like convulsing and then her eyes turned all black. And then all this, like, black tar, she went, it's just like, it all came out of her mouth, this, like, stream of black tar. And the black tar itself, like, came alive on the ground like a serpent and was slithering all around. And then the black tar slithered around the witch and, like, started squeezing her like a python does to its victim. And then the whole thing just, it was a big, like, black oil explosion that happened. Like if you had a water balloon filled with black oil and you dropped it on the sidewalk, that's what it looked like. But she was standing there. And so that was it.
All right. That's, that was very, very specific. I like it.
Well, you don't know what we're dealing with here with these zombies.
So with those three advantages, I'm going to say that you've got three extra defense against the next attack against you.
Are you eating something, Game Master Matt?
I have my cough drop.
Okay, so a lozenge.
Leave me alone.
He's got a lozenge.
I have a lozenge.
He's got a lozenge.
So you, he's like my mother. Are you eating something, Matt? What are you doing now? Coughing into the mic? Cover your mouth.
No, come on. Come on. Sit up straight. Let's go.
So, yeah. So, you'll have plus three defense. Okay? I'll explain that to you next time around. You still have a maneuver.
Okay.
You can move someplace.
I am going to remove the whip from my neck.
Okay. We'll say that just happens because there was no, like, mechanic. It was more descriptive than a mechanic.
Okay. You know, but it still happened. And yeah, I was there. Totally. And I know it happened because I did it.
I'm just saying, it doesn't cost you anything. It's all good. You can still move. You can still fly. You can drive.
And so I'm going to go and seek shelter with Grando.
You're going to hide behind him.
And I'm going to hide behind that console with him. Because I'm getting really messed with out here in the open. And, you know, I got
this. So let's give you plus one permanently while as long as you're behind the console.
Okay.
And also... you have plus four now, temporarily, pod. Brando, you have plus one.
Oh, I got pluses.
This is to defense?
This is to your defense.
Okay, well, how do I add those?
Don't worry about it. Just remember.
Well, I don't even know what you're even talking about. How am I going to remember
it? That's what I'm saying. Don't worry about it. I'll guide you through it once time.
All right, I got plus four. I'm writing it down.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Just so, you know, it's a fish. All right. Pod has plus one. And I'm putting a question mark after it because I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yeah. So the that night sister is angry.
Oh, I thought I killed her.
No.
Oh, well, you told me to describe what happened and I told you what happened.
She's still standing.
All right. After she exploded like a balloon filled with oil.
I didn't say describe your kill.
Okay. She came back together, reformed. And obviously she looked a little bit more like she'd been through the grinder a little bit, you know.
Broken nose.
Yeah, yeah. She's looking kind of messed up, but she's still there. And her hair,
now she is scorned and mad and she's going after podcasters again.
Again.
Yeah, I don't blame her.
Yeah.
I don't blame her.
But she's going to have a setback die. So.
Is somebody supposed to do something?
No. He's rolling this.
Oh, okay. I see. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Grando. Grando has three eyes. He can keep an eye on many more things than I can. So
each one of these screens.
Yeah, yeah. He's got three screens. One screen for each eye.
It still hurts him, though. You know, it's trying. Like, ever try and focus on two things?
I know. I mean, well, yeah, but I mean, he's a pro. He can do it.
And you get. Let me just
Matt's still working it through, apparently. So
check something.
He's putting together the equation. Does this happen like when you guys are playing RPG and actually sitting around a table?
Yeah. Oh, it takes even longer. I'm short. I'm making command decisions because of the
if you listen to
command decisions because of the thing. But I'm gonna flip a destiny point.
Ooh, I didn't see that coming. It's not every day somebody just slips a destiny point in on us.
Yep.
So what does that mean anyway? One success, one threat for the Sith Witch or the Zombie Witch. That's
all right. So she whips again. She rah, and gets you like
right on the fleshy part of the eye. It just really hurt.
Oh, ouch.
Three more wounds.
Ooh. Oh, now I get three more. I'm running out of wounds.
Yeah, that's why I was like, maybe you want to do a stim pack last round.
Well, we tried that already with the droid, and he didn't
deliver. You have a stim pack on you.
See, this is the type of stuff I'm talking about. You know? This is why I need the hand-holding. How do I know I have a stim pack with me? Where does it say it on the screen?
Well, I said
you have a stim pack.
I said you might want to give yourself a stim shot.
Well, I didn't know I could do it. Well, this isn't like taking Ozempic.
Do I need to diagram a sentence for you?
Well,
I said you might want to give yourself a stim shot.
But that doesn't mean anything to me. If somebody says to me, you can give yourself a stim shot, should you think you need one? Then I would be like, well, yeah, I need one. Now I'm at 17 out of 18 wounds.
Tyler, we need a ruling on this one. You're the sensible one. See?
when can I do it now? I'm going to give myself a stim shot.
You can do it your next turn.
Okay. All right.
At the top of the round.
I can wait.
I'll announce, big boy.
Yeah, but if I get attacked again, I'm screwed. So, Grando, do something.
I got you.
All right. Speaking of which, it is Grando's turn.
Okay, I'll roll my cool.
Come on, Grando.
Wait, I'm on IT.
Be cool.
You also have hold on, let me just check. Let me check my notes to see two. What you've got some advantages, right? You've got two blue for your next year.
And the difficulty is what?
Difficulty is only two now.
Okay.
Two blue.
Rolling those. Ooh.
Nice. Three successes, three advantages.
All right. You're going to get three boost die on your next fear check.
Yes.
And you're just shaking this off now. Like this is becoming another day at the office for you guys swiftly.
Clocking in.
Yeah.
Except me, I'm starting to lose blood.
Again, another day at the office.
I guess so. I've been here before.
Yeah, first thing I'll do is just stim pod.
Oh,
all right. That'll be your action.
Yeah.
Be your action.
Hey, Grando. Grando.
Mm-hmm.
I think I need a little mouth to mouth.
You don't need any mouth to mouth quite yet, but I'm gonna give you one shot of adrenaline.
Okay.
If I give you more than that, it'll stop your heart.
Hit me, bitch.
Well, five. Heal yourself five.
Okay. Thank God, because I'm starting. Okay. One, two, three, four, five. And then all of a sudden I'm like, hey, Grando, forget anything I said to you about mouth-to-mouth CPR, okay?
I was a little delirious.
I was out of my mind.
I knew the stakes weren't that high.
Man. You don't even have any lips. How can you give me mouth to mouth CPR?
So what's your maneuver now? That's your action.
I don't like how Grando was starting to think about it. Tyler, Grando was thinking about it.
I would have given anyone a kiss if I needed to save their life. But
I love you, Grando.
Just don't make it weird later.
All right, Game Master Matt.
All right. So you have a maneuver left to you.
Can I like move, like is there anything around me I can move to kind of reinforce this like control center area? I don't know.
What do you mean? What are you thinking?
Is there any like tubes? Like any of those two, like I don't know, are these like movable tubes?
Or maybe a blast door we could close or something.
Like is there
Well, the door is fortunately closed.
Ah. Maybe
you
we
know
should
what?
Open
I'm just gonna.
It.
Can I reach my hand up around the control panel and just smack some buttons and see what happens?
Ooh,
sure.
All right. So yeah, that's what I'm gonna do.
Okay. Let's see how we want to do that.
I hope he doesn't hit the self destruct.
I'm gonna say, all right, as a real Grando. All right, Grando.
You yeah. see the you see the die icon on the right there. The all the way on the right.
Yes. Wait.
No, wait. No. To the in the dice pools area in the center of the screen, but then all the way on the right, it's a silhouette of a dice.
Yep, I see that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, this?
Click on that. Yeah, click on that.
Yeah, you're seeing Jimmy's screen right now.
Yeah. So, okay. Yeah. Yes. Click on what Jimmy was on.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's I see the 4-sided die, 6-sided die, 8-sided die.
Yeah. So click on. Give me the 6-sided. Mm-hmm. 1 to 3, something good happens. 4 to 6, something bad happens.
I like it.
He rolled from game table 1.
So it's 1. I rolled a 1.
All right. What would you like to happen?
Oh, man. The possibilities here. I would like for the fluid to just start draining out of one of those tanks.
Okay, so we're saying that the one that you shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Starts leaking out. And then what would you like? What did you have in mind for it to be doing?
I don't know. I don't know what that.
I didn't think that far.
So it's just leaking out, and then so the one that I didn't shoot leaks out, and then there's just that body in there, right?
There's the body, yeah. The body's still in there. Let's say that when you hit that button, you saw the body start to quiver and shake again. The juice started leaking out of the tube that you had shot, like squirted out, like, you know. Another burst.
Zombie juice.
Let's say it's on the floor now, making that area between the Night Sister and the zombie slipper.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Zombie juice sounds like an IPA also, from Imperial Oak Brewing.
It should be.
And also, its other effects would be unknown to you until you step in.
I want to lick it.
No.
All right, then. That's a good show, everybody. We'll see you next month.
I told them to stop licking things when we're in strange places.
You know, that long mouth. I'm sure his tongue is pretty long.
God.
Grands like to eat?
Next one up is the zombie.
Damn it.
I'm going to flip a destiny point. And I'm going to say that you start hearing scraping at the door.
Ooh.
On the other side of the door that you came in. All right. And then, so the zombie is the second one now that was hobbled before is now. What are you doing?
He's scratching.
Scraping. I was scraping the door.
It sounds like you were crunching on chips. The look on your face too as you're doing it is below the camera, so it looks like it's
just
here, hold on, full screen.
And the face.
Oh man. Quit looking down, it just makes it worse.
I don't know what's worse, when he's looking down or when he's looking at us in the eyes.
Way worse.
When he's looking at us right in the eye when he's doing it.
Shut up, you guys. This is serious. This is RPG.
Man, this is a public bathroom, okay?
We're playing RPG. Now, this is something I imagine that happens when you're sitting around the table. It's like maybe two guys are being goofs. Maybe they've been overserved a little bit. And then the rest of the people want to get down and dirty with the RPG. Come on, let's go. We're here to play the game. Stop wasting our time with.
Yeah, I would say that's pretty accurate. That's why most sessions last like 8 to 10 yeah. hours.
Yeah, people start, they start losing focus.
Yeah, there's drink breaks, snack breaks, yeah. The whole thing.
Yeah, look up. The GM needs to look up some rules. He's like, all right, guys, go take a 5. I'm going to look this rule up.
Yeah. That's pretty good. No.
I have a guitar pick. That makes it even better. It's almost musical. Okay, back to you, Game Master Matt.
All right. So, those two zombies coming at ya.
Okay.
Real Grando the Grand.
Grando.
Ah.
Oh. Oh, they got Grando.
They got Grando.
Get off my arm.
No. No.
Got Grando for five.
Ooh, dang. Right.
That okay, I got Ahsoka too. Does that count?
Yeah, but they've got Vicious too.
I got Ahsoka too. They got Vicious too. Oh, come on, man. Where do you hear this kind of...
That was some good GM player volley.
I enjoyed that very much. Where do you? Where else do you get linguistics like this?
I did the math.
That's nice. And math. And math.
I did all the math. I've never had that told. okay. And then, but with one threat, they're going to have some problems next time round.
Good. Good.
Man.
But. Yes. Okay. No, I'm going to leave that one. I'm going to leave that alone. And then we're going to go to
new round.
My favorite droid.
No.
This guy.
Oh, okay. Good.
This guy.
Wow. Given orders. He is amped up tonight.
That's he was engaged with the night with that night sister.
Engaged. They got engaged. Well, congratulations. Engaged. They make a beautiful couple.
Right into that one.
Yes. Wonderful. Wonderful.
I walked right into that.
I'm sure they're going to make beautiful babies.
Mm-hmm. Half bionic, half zombie.
This is our youngest son. He's a calculator. So those old Casio calculators that you get at Radio Shack or something.
So who's giving them orders?
Orders. I will, because Grando is he's a little out of it. He just took he's not thinking straight. So I've been recently stimmed, so I'm feeling pretty good about myself right now.
Grando, he can RFR2 can try to follow through on some of the non-combat ideas that you were having early at the top of this whole thing. Just as a game master hint.
Are you talking about pizza?
I think he's talking about like messing around with the tubes and stuff.
Oh, the tubes!
Because there's something
you guys
there.
Guys, and these tubes. You know. I mean, I want you to. Get fulfillment out of this mission.
Do you have any ideas? Because all I have is smash.
I'm about ready to run the hell out of here. I've seen enough to tell me that we're not in a good space right now.
there goes Pod.
See you later, man. Meet me at the pizzeria I was talking about earlier. Extra cheese? Orange whip. Okay, so R2 is here, and
yeah, he's
what
I
is
to say it, but he's in close proximity with the Night Sister.
All right, and what is the zombie threat at this point? We have still how many?
They're
zombies?
Around you. They're like trying to get to you through the console.
All right.
And stuff,
So why do we want R2 to be wasting his time with these tubes when there's a zombie threat to our existence right in our faces?
I don't know. Ask your partner. It was his idea.
Yeah. Well, let's forget these tubes. Forget all of this business. Our lives are on the line here right now. We need to think about survival.
Every time we've killed one of these zombies, they just get back up.
Tyler's face is, it just read, Jimmy's going to get us killed.
I'm not happy about anything. I don't know what else to do, but the tubes seem like a good
idea. Need to understand why the tubes is a priority.
She was pretty mad when we hit them. It looked like maybe it hurt her or something. She took that one damage after the round. I don't know why.
Oh. So if we destroy the tubes, we destroy the zombies?
Maybe.
Is that what you're suggesting?
That's what I'm thinking.
All right. Again, Grando, you see much more of the situation than I do because you got three eyes. All right. So, okay. What Grando said.
I hope it's right. I hope I'm right.
What Grando said.
If I'm not, we got to get out of here.
Yeah, I'm really leaning towards getting the hell out of here, but let's give the tubes a shot because maybe that will actually help us get out of here. Is that what I'm hearing? That if we destroy the tubes, the zombies will be incapacitated.
There's also
they'll be out of it.
Out there.
Okay, all right.
You're in an Imperial control facility. You know, think kind of like a bigger version of the control room that our heroes in A New Hope went into after they left the Falcon.
Okay.
You know, so there's control panels. There's all these tubes and all this weird stuff that's laid on top of it. But this stuff is still there, which may potentially mean electrical circuits, consoles. Just throwing it.
Okay.
All right. So other than my idea of run like hell, what do you want to do, Grando the Grand?
Are we still on RFR2's turn here?
Yeah.
okay.
RFR2, you want to plug into something and see if you can short the circuit in this room?
Yes. That's a good idea.
Now it's a good idea. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Really?
That R2 is coming across at a decibel level that actually might induce.
All right, let me lower it. That's
permanent
a new
hearing
sound.
Damage.
How's this one now?
It's a bit better, but it's still a little loud.
Okay. I got to lower it. These are all new sounds I just put on.
We are wearing headphones. Oh. All right. We could work with that R2.
Right.
That R2 is not as loud. Okay. We're going to shut down the power.
All right.
We'll see what that does. I mean, I don't know how that's going to help us out.
You
want
to give him directive? Like, what's he looking for? What do you want him to, like, try to do? Because it's, you know, it's like telling someone to power up a PC and just be like, do something.
R2, get in there and fry the mainframe. I want you to overload the circuit.
All right. Okay.
Okay. All right. All right. Let's blow the ship up. And we're still on it, though. I just want to point out Grando the Grand.
This guy, man.
Well, I mean.
Okay. So.
Still haven't heard a better idea than run. Still waiting.
All right. So there you go. So. He's still working. I was going to say he's still working on it. So we're going to go to,
he rolled zero successes, one advantage, by the way.
Yeah. So we're going to say with the advantage, he's just scored. So top of the round.
Okay.
It is UPod.
Top of the final round.
If you want it to be, yes, top. We will, this will be our final round for the evening.
All right.
Who wants to go first? Does not have to be Pod. It could be any of you three Jamokes.
Oh, well. Suggestion, you know, heard loud and clear. Once again, Pod is being put on the sidelines for what? An NPC?
No, it's you.
It is me.
It's basically either you or me. Now this has been your slot. So,
all right. Again, out of ideas.
Let's play
wanting
Pod's
to run.
Music. There we go. That's Pod just had inspiration.
All right. Where are the zombies at right now?
There's two zombies that are like crawling, you know, around the console, trying to reach at you. One shambling around the side, gets the idea. Well, maybe if I go around the side, I can like come at them where they're exposed. You know, they're just shambling around you. That's at the door.
Okay. All right.
Oh, I forgot about those guys.
Don't forget about them.
Yeah.
So we can't open the door. We tried to turn the power off. What did R2 do? He didn't.
That's
do
in progress. It's in progress.
Oh, that's right. He was working on it, like so many coworkers in my day job. Where is that? Working on it.
Working on it.
You're always working.
Magnetize.
On it.
Stabilize.
So, okay, he's busy. Grando is there. And then I'm here, and we're behind the thing, and then the zombies are there. So I'm going to start shooting again.
Okay, who are you shooting? Line up on your board.
I want that queen zombie again.
Okay.
I want, you know the one I'm talking about.
You're going to have to shoot through those shambling zombies that are around you, so you're going to take a setback on that.
Oh, so I can't just shoot the zombies?
No, you can. You can shoot the zombies.
All right, well, I didn't know I had to shoot around them. So if they're in the way, here's what I'm doing. I'm shooting at the closest zombie to us.
Okay. You have incredible skills at this. So you can you could still do a lot of damage.
Thank you, Game Master, at the
Night Sister, even if you're shooting through the zombie.
Okay, well that might happen. That might be a benefit of me shooting at the zombie, because it might go right through the zombie and hit the
if you get four advantage, I will give that to you.
Okay. All right. A double blast. Right. You'll give me a double
all
blast.
Right. A wager.
Okay. That's cool. All right. So how do I do it?
You also have two light side available to you now if you want to upgrade your
That's a positive suggestion right there.
So I'll do a light side. Am I not a magnanimous?
All right. Oh, should I have done that though? I already used it.
No, you're good. Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, and then what do I do here? I'm blasting.
Do your dice pool.
Who should I aim at? I'm going to aim at the question mark guy. And who's dice pool? How do I develop that with this?
That and short?
Short.
Right?
And that. And then I'm building the pool.
They're actually engaged. So
oh, they're engaged.
Oh, that's why they're the
Did I do something wrong? Oh, I see. So let me do it right.
I told you wrong.
No, it's okay, Tyler. This is a lot is happening right now. We're dealing with flipping zombies. Okay. So, and I'm aiming at this one, building the pool. They're a little different.
Build the pool and then hit that half green, half yellow.
All righty. There we go.
Yeah, put that in there.
Is it happening? Shall I roll?
It's happening. It's happening.
All right, gang.
Speak.
Let me get on the thing there and hit it. And one success.
Oh!
Four advantages.
Well, you did it, my friend.
Nice.
Thank you. I knew I would.
Wow. Okay.
And thank you, Matt, for the boost of confidence going into this. That really helped. It really made the whole thing just
worthwhile. Need people around like that.
You know, yeah, it takes a village. It really does. It takes a village.
It takes all of us. We all write the story together. So, second zombie goes down. Which, according to my calculation, you have one left. There's one zombie left. So, and then you hit the Night Sister.
Yes.
So describe what happens. Show me.
Okay. The blaster bolt goes through the one zombie. It then hits the zombie queen. And also, as the blaster bolt is hitting her, like a lot of acid flies out of the zombie that I shot onto her. So that starts kind of like eating away at her flesh, and she's freaking out again. And once again, her hair turns into a bunch of serpents and all flying around and stuff. And it's pure mayhem. And then she throws up a bunch of oil, black oil, and the oil becomes a giant serpent that wraps around her. And it squeezes her really tight, and she explodes like a balloon filled with oil.
And she comes back together because she's not dead.
And then she reforms, of course.
Okay.
But she looks worse for wear than prior to getting hit with the zombie ass.
For Tyler, the listeners who are following along, not Jimmy because he doesn't care, I'm going to say that with that acid thing that you described, that's what allows you to do four damage to the Night Sister without the soak.
Now I care about that.
Yeah.
And I really care about the soak, because that means a lot to me. That just makes the victory even better. As long as I get extra soak.
Let's give you a little bit of.
Do I get a little bit?
Yeah, you're going to get. Look at that double music. All right. So, we're moving on to
That was nice.
The Night Sister.
The Night Sister. Actually, there's. We're going to say the zombie's going to go first. Zombie, the last zombie.
The last zombie.
The last zombie.
We're down to one zombie and a Night Sister zombie. Just what a crazy pair. Oh, ooh, two successes, one threat. That's not good.
That's five on to podcast it.
Again. Ooh, five. That puts me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 17 out of 18 wounds.
Ooh. It's one more than you need.
It's not looking good for Pod. Not looking good for Pod.
All right. It just gets in there and it reaches over. It just throws itself over the console.
Not cool. Not cool. Not cool.
These guys are meeting, man.
But, however, no, you don't take that much because subtract four from that. You only take one.
Oh, thank God.
Because you had that four defense, remember?
Okay, so now I'm at 13 of 18 wounds. Ooh, social media is blowing up as a result.
Uh-huh.
I'm seeing a lot of hashtag podcast.
Players in the know probably know. I calculated that wrong.
Hashtag pod lives is trending right now.
Amazing.
On all platforms. So,
Grando the Grand, we got to get you to work tomorrow. What you doing?
Grando, what are we doing, Grando?
Come on, Grando.
Or do you want to throw it to RFR2?
No, I don't think
no. It. Come on, Grando, you can do it.
Yeah, player characters first.
You know, RFR2 is working on shorting that circuit, and I kind of am worried about the task at hand. So I'm gonna go ahead.
Do you want to encourage him? I'll allow that.
Is that an action?
I'd say that's an action, yeah.
Okay, I don't want to do it then. I want to shoot the zombie near me.
Shoot a zombie near you.
Shoot the zombie. Go ahead.
Okay. Blaster rifle. They're engaged.
Yes. What happened?
Engaged.
Oh, what?
Yeah. Okay. Wow.
Did something happen?
No, it's just going to be hard.
Well, I don't need to know about that, but did anything happen?
We're about to find out.
Check the notes. Do you remember? Do you have any advantages coming up?
No, I have plus one defense, but sorry. Let's roll it and see what happens. Boom.
Not bad.
Bada bing. Two successes, three threats.
All right. Did something that to takes him. Down that. That's enough to take down the... that last zombie.
Good.
Hits the ground. But I'm going to say that with that, you're losing the defense from the console because it starts kind of oozing that green stuff everywhere, which causes you to like get the hell out of there if you want to.
Yeah.
That'd be you two podcasters.
Okay. So am I supposed to do something?
You lose your defense. You lose your defense going forward.
Yeah, defenses are down. Ouch. We're defenseless.
And then we're going back to, all right, now she is mad and she's she's gonna go after.
She ain't happy.
She
this
sees,
one.
She sees RFR too.
No.
Oh, he's innocent.
Yes, but out of all of us, out of the three of us,
never hit the dog. Don't hit the dog.
But out of the three of us, hey, let's face it. She's going after the droid, Durin. Grando. What an idiot she is.
And she gets a setback for that.
And she
she's. Hell.
Can't even hit
she
a
does
droid.
Her she does her she does her whip and he's like, whoa, that was close.
Nice. That little glob of grease did it. One failure, two advantages.
Okay, so with that, I'm gonna write this down because it's gonna be you know what it's gonna be?
What?
With that, she's going to make an immediate extra maneuver because she has two that she's allowed.
So her maneuver is going to be that she is running towards RFR2. We're going to leave it at that. So she is engaged now with RFR2.
She's pretty PO'd that he's messing around in that system.
Yes.
Yeah. So now, speaking of RFR2, his turn. So what I'm going to do is, since he's doing that, I'm going to continue. I'm going to roll again.
Yeah.
RFR2.
Come on, R2.
Computers.
Come on, R2. Zero successes, two advantages. Whoa. One triumph.
All right.
Triumph. We have
got that triumph, boys. What'd you want to happen?
Triumph.
Is a triumph better than a success?
Yeah, I was just wondering that myself.
A triumph is a success, but it's also much greater.
Cool.
It's like the ultimate good thing. It's the triumph is Luke getting the torpedoes into the exhaust port.
Got it.
Okay.
What we need is ultimate successes. No, Bill, we need ultimate triumphs. Yeah, excellent. Okay. Triumphant. Most triumphant. Bill and Ted play RPG.
Okay, go ahead. You tell me what the triumph, what was it that you wanted to get out of this?
Bill and Ted join us on the next adventure.
Yeah, they appear.
excellent. And they have George Carlin with them.
Yeah.
Hey, witch,
dude.
In the leather jacket.
Whoa, there's zombies here, Bill. Excellent.
Most heinous, Ted.
All right, let's get back to reality here. The zombie witch. So what R2 did something great.
Yeah, what did you want?
He electrocuted the zombie night sister. And that did it. That definitely, it didn't kill her, but she ain't moving no more.
Well, like, yeah, through the tubes or something.
Yeah, through the tubes.
Okay. Let's say it lights up.
Finally, the tubes proved to be valuable after all this. Those flipping tubes did something.
All right. It hits. It does. So you see RFR2 does his thing. He whoops. The electricity starts coursing through all the tubes. They all start to shatter. You're each going to take 2 points of strain because you're getting like that stuff is raining down upon you. All right, with the two advantages, RFR2 beats feet and rolls away from the Night Sister back to you guys. The Night Sister is freaking out. The body is convulsing.
Yes.
In the tube there.
In the tube.
Capsule and like the Bacta looking dream weaver container that it's in. And its eyes suddenly snap open.
Wow. Ooh. Shocking. And then credits roll like to be continued. Yes.
Wow.
The eyes popped open. Did you see that, Grando? That was creepy.
Yeah.
That was creepy.
Santa Claus is going to appear in the next one.
Yeah.
Santa Claus.
That's right.
It is Santa Claus. She captured Santa.
Damn. We should have known by the red and white suit and the big beard and the big belly.
Thank you, boys. This is going beyond Halloween, but we're still in the
Zombie Claws coming next month to RFR RPG.
That's right.
So.
That's right. In the meantime, I will bid each of you a happy Thanksgiving.
And right back at all the rashes. That doesn't sound right.
Does your mom make anything special?
No, my mom, she doesn't really do Thanksgiving anymore. So we actually go to my in-laws for Thanksgiving. But Christmas, I do the big shebang.
Ah, okay. Mm.
Yeah, but we do the turkey. We've always done the turkey. And you do the turkey, you do all the fixings, and then you add Lebanese food. Just like the Italians will do that, but add Italian food.
Nice.
Whatever you're, you know.
like a hummus with some
hummus, baba ghanoush, tabbouleh.
Yeah, man.
Maybe make some a little bit of stuffed squash, the grape leaves.
You're whispering sweet nothings to me right now.
Yeah.
What time do you want me and Grando to get there?
You are always welcome. And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, actually.
All right. Okay. Got to have some baba ghanoush for Thanksgiving. So, okay. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of RFR RPG. Thank you for playing along with us. Thank you for joining us at the game table with Tyler Page.
Abundanza.
Game Master Matt.
Abundanza.
And myself, Jimmy Mack. Abundanza. So on behalf of RFR and the RFR RPG, thank you once more for listening. Thank you so much for supporting Rebel Force Radio here on Patreon. We'll be back with more zombies next month on the old RPG. But until then, we'll see you around. And remember, on the count of three, one, two, three, abundanza.
Abundanza.
All right.
You see that, Jeff?
Baba ghanoush.
Baba ghanoush.
Baba ghanoush.
In the house.
In the hizzy.